Hello, everyone, and thank you again for listening to the Evolving RPG podcast. Continuing on with the DM series, I'm joined by my good friend Buck, and I'm actually going to discuss further about DMs that I've been in contact with and I've had the pleasure of playing games with. So before we get started, I'm going to give Buck a few minutes to just give a little background information, just to tell us a little bit about yourself. Go ahead, Buck.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? What would you like me to talk about, Ed?
Whatever you want to.
Well, I started gaming when I was about 17. I met Ed at a comic book store on the southwest side of Chicago. And I overheard him talking about gaming. I talked to him and said I've always been interested. He invited me to his group. So first game I played was Marvel with his friend Tone, Gray Tome, who ran that. And then we started playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm still friends with most of those guys that we played with today. So we've kind of had ebbs and flows in our gaming. Some of us have stepped away from the game because, you know, real life gets in the way. Now we're kind of coming back. You know, some of us are married, have homes, kids and such, and now we have the time to do it again, so we're kind of in full swing again.
And for everyone listening, as you can guess, I'm Nexa, but my name is actually Eddie, or they call me Ed for short, or Eduardo, so any derivative of that. But moving right along, so you kind of answered my second question, but how long have you been playing role-playing games? Just to give them a little background information.
Oh, about 23 years. It's about 23 years. 24, 23 years. Somewhere around there.
And what would you say your favorite role-playing game is?
Oh, that's a tough... I've only played Dungeons & Dragons. I played 2nd edition and everything since then. Played Marvel a couple times. Robotech, Top Secret, Pathfinder, Vampire. I would probably say that Dungeons and Dragons is probably the one I've had the most fun with. And Top Secret. I put Top Secret up there too. I mean, the game system is one thing. I think the storytelling part of it is what makes the game. So, like, the system is kind of secondary to me. I'm more interested in story than I am in the system. But I'd say right now the way, like, 5th edition is, I really like 5th edition. I like Pathfinder. I do think Pathfinder is a little... There's a lot of rules. Sometimes it gets a little burdened. But yeah, I would put Dungeons & Dragons and Top Secret, I would put it as my two top favorite games.
Okay. And so, how long would you say you've been a DM for?
Oh, I've only really DM'd when it's necessary. I've never been someone who really took the bull by the horns unless it needed to be done. The last time I DM'd was we started our Pathfinder group, and we just needed somebody to get the ball started, you know, get the ball rolling. And I did the first 4 or 5 sessions, and someone else took over. I think I DM'd Dungeons & Dragons game, probably my first time when I was about 17. And what else have I run? That's about it. Like, I haven't DM'd too much. For those of you who aren't aware, I have a visual disability. So I have a hard time, like, keeping up with the books and reading all the rules. I really enjoy writing stories. So I enjoy coming up with a background and the story for the campaign. I'm just not very good at kind of executing with all the rules and such. So, but I do enjoy DMing. I just wish I was a little bit better at it.
And a few things about that is that I am actually grateful that he did get the ball started rolling on the Pathfinder game, because that game is still going strong. It's been over a year that we still regularly role play. And the first campaign I remember Buck DMing was... Well, we always call it the White Boar of Kilfey. Yep. It was a very fun module. So, yes, you bring it back some memories.
Well, I'd say that the thing I always struggled with DMing was trying to gauge how difficult I should make the monsters. So the White Boar of Kilfey was meant for, like, 4 players, and we only had 2. So I kind of took away some of his hit points and some of his power, and I think they killed him in like 2 rounds. And that was supposed to be the climactic battle at the end. And even to this day, I still have, I'm like, I get this idea in my head. It'd be really cool if they fought a giant here, but they're only like second level. I can't find a giant. Like, I just have a hard time adjusting. So sometimes I overdo it. I generally underdo it though, because I don't really want to kill the people in the party unless they do something really stupid, which doesn't really happen that often.
And we're actually gonna get to some of that nitty gritty information, but right now, how about you share a story where you were the DM and you were really proud of your outcome, or you were proud of something that you did as the DM?
Well, I think this last time we were running Pathfinder, when I started, I think it was the third. So we started in August, and for the October one, I wanted to, kind of come up with an idea that fit the Halloween theme. So there's this band Clutch that I listened to, and they had a song called like "The Trial of Lakura." So I can't remember the full title. But I thought Lakura would be a cool name for a witch, so I created this villain witch who was kidnapping children from a town and kind of sacrifice, I can't remember that. For some reason, she was sacrificing them to get some kind of power or something. And remember some of the people in our group. I think I actually scared some of them. And if you knew some of the people in our group, if you could actually scare some of these people, it was kind of a feat. But that's what I think that worked out pretty well. I had a really cool system at the end, I thought, for the final boss fight, but I kept screwing it up. Those guys don't know what it was. But yeah, I like that story. I think there were some good twists, and I think everybody enjoyed it. I think it went pretty well.
And on the flip side of that, how about you share with us a story that was your lowest point of being a DM where you were like, oh, should I even DM? Something that just really gave you angst.
Well, outside of the White Boar of Kilfey, I would probably say the last Pathfinder game I ran. I had a scenario. So this is what my idea was. One of our players tended to be kind of the leader of the group. Like, he was the one that kind of took charge and made the decisions. And I wanted to set up a scenario where I got him out of the way, and the group had to make decisions without him. Which is, I think, it's kind of a bad idea because you have to run two separate stories with two different people. Or two different sets of people. But anyway, while I had them separated, while they were trying to find him, I had this random encounter where I think the fight was fine, but I wrote it as this was just like a random group of thieves that had attacked somebody and they came to their rescue, where I should have had it more tied into the story. And like, when I was originally writing it, I thought it was a good idea, but as the execution, I thought it was kind of bad. And that's kind of when I gave, I mean, I wasn't like distraught or, I still had a lot more story to tell, but I handed the reins over to someone else who knows DMing much better than I do. And I think the players appreciated that.
Well, don't sell yourself short there now. We definitely appreciate you, so had to interject that. So now let's get to some really serious, tough questions here. Have you ever had to deal with problem players? Ha! If so, how did you deal with them?
As a DM or as a player?
Let's go with a DM since this is the DM series.
Well, I'd say, like, for me, one of the struggles for DMing is when you come up with a story and you have, a scenario where the players have to make a decision. There's this tendency where it seems like the players, at least from my end, make decisions that I wouldn't suspect. That they do things that are completely, off the wall, that and not really prepared for it. So in one of the gaming sessions that we had, I told the players that these guards were occupying a city, and if any harm came to the guards, that the people that were in charge were going to raise the city. They were going to kill everyone in the city and kill the players and everything. So I just assumed that the players would escape, and no, that didn't happen. They decided to fight the guards and try to kill all of them.
For
So,
the record, not all the players did
oh
that.
no, not that's right, not all the players. And not that he was necessarily, not that this guy was being, I don't think he was misplaying. I don't think he was playing wrong. I think he was playing his character right. But it was kind of an issue because I didn't expect it, and that scenario was only going to be like the first hour of the game, and it turned into the whole like 5 hour session. But I mean, you got to let people play, you got to let them do what they want to do, and then you have to make the consequences real. And it came pretty close. He almost died. He almost did not survive the encounter. I'm not going to lie and say that I wasn't hoping that I would have taken him out, because I think he knew he was kind of going against what I mean, it was not personal or anything. But just kind of want to, you make a decision. It's just like real life. You make the wrong decision, sometimes bad things happen. And so that town got razed, and we moved on to the next session. But I enjoyed it because I like when there's debate among players. And sometimes it is fun when they make decisions that you don't expect, but at the same time, if you're not prepared, it can be a little frustrating.
And I just got to interject. I think that's one of the best things about gaming or tabletop RPG is that the world feels like it's so open, like you can do pretty much whatever you want to. And you're right, you should have to deal with consequences, but I think that's how it beats just like online gaming, say World of Warcraft, where you have a set script and you do this. The world is so open.
Oh, I completely agree. I like that too. I like the fact too that you can, you can use your abilities to do like just about anything you can think of within the realm of possibility. And like the one game where you and Tony were shooting arrows that had light on them so that the human characters could see what was going on. Like that's just a creative way and a fun way of like getting together. Like not everybody is combat oriented. So you help the guys that are by, being supportive and like kind of doing creative things in your role for success in the party.
Okay. So now we touched on this question, but I just want to go over it one more time as it kind of blends with the previous one. But as a DM, what do you find the most frustrating point of DMing?
Oh, I think there's just a lot of rules to remember. I think for me, as someone who has a bit of a vision problem, I can't really use a grid. So even like at a tabletop, like I can't really see what's going on. I have to rely on other players to tell me what's happening. And I think for them, when we were first playing like Pathfinder Online, like we weren't using Roll20 or anything. It was just I just had a map in my head of where I thought everybody was. So it's kind of hard to keep track of, but just on like a player level, sometimes I think there's too many rules. Sometimes I think that if you look at any gaming book, the bulk of the rules is combat, and that's what people like to fight. It's just part of the game. It's what it is. But I think it just gets a little tedious sometimes, and like sometimes when you kind of. You have this encounter and it goes a lot longer than you expected, and you can feel you're losing your players. I think that's where I get frustrated. I think just the amount of rules and pacing as far as combat goes.
Can you expand on that about losing your players? What did you mean by that?
I know sometimes you can. I ran a game. This was a D&D game. I forgot I ran like a long time ago, where. Basically, an army attacked a town that the players were in, so they had to fight a lot of soldiers. And I wanted it to be realistic, so I had a lot of soldiers. And I think it got kind of tedious because it was just like I hit, I miss, I hit again. It just kind of got boring, and became just this long math problem that no one, I think, people were starting to lose interest in. But I mean, I think like in order to get your players back, you should probably do something with some flair, like have some characters show up and cast some kind of crazy spell, or have even like the melee characters do something kind of out of the ordinary. But you just gotta keep it interesting. That's your job as the DM.
Okay. So I have one more question for you. What advice would you offer to another DM, whether it's a seasoned DM or just a DM starting out? What would be something that you've always kept and you say, this is good advice and I would love to share it with someone else?
I think just don't rely too heavily on combat. And I wouldn't even say like some people are uncomfortable role playing, like doing voices or whatever, changing the way they speak. Sometimes that can be a little awkward, but I think putting players in situations where the direction is vague, where there's an actual split in the ways they can go, and there's some kind of moral decision that has to be made. And I like when there's debate within the party. So if you can kind of foster that, get players to kind of headbutt a little bit, I think that makes it really like my favorite parts of games are when you're trying to decide like the right way to go and it's not very clear. So I think like having now you can't do that all the time because there it's just like anything else. Too much combat it gets boring. Too much of that it gets boring. But you need like kind of a good balance, but make the players think, make their decisions have consequences. Don't be afraid to kill somebody if they decide to jump off that cliff.
Now, I just want to link on that again. Are you advocating for inner party fighting?
No, I'm advocating for inner party debate. I wouldn't say fighting. I definitely think that you should try not to try to avoid that. But if it happens, it happens, man. This is the way it rolls.
Well, should a DM actually cause his players to do inner party fighting?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say maybe create the conditions for it, let them figure out if they're gonna fight each other.
Fair answer. Well, Buck, I thank you so very much for your time,
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
I would like to give you a few minutes to say any closing remarks or maybe talk about any subject that we didn't touch on.
I think for me, when I met Nexa so many years ago, I knew about my eye problem, but it wasn't really affecting me that much. I played video games, I read comic books, and did all that stuff, and I really enjoyed gaming. I had a lot of fun doing it. Unfortunately, outside of this group of friends, I don't really know a lot of people that do it. So my life progressed. I went to college and met my wife and all these things. My eyes started getting, I'm 4 years old now. My eyes started getting pretty bad when I was about 30, 31. So my ability to play video games kind of went aside. I'm at a point now where even watching television is a bit of a struggle. But the thing about gaming, I think it's the one of the few forms of entertainment that I can participate in that's not that you can get away without being super visual. And we used to play Top Secret all the time without any kind of maps or grids or anything. It was just all in our heads. And while I think having the miniatures is fun and all that stuff, I wish I could see it and enjoy it more. I could still get away with playing with the game because I think your mind is way more vivid than what an artist can put out for you. So I appreciate that there's something out there like this, and I appreciate that I have friends that include me and are very helpful with this. Let me. And one thing too, I kind of consider myself a little bit of a writer, and a lot of times I come up with the stories. I'm gonna play test them, so I throw them in a game and see how the players like them. And if they like them, I keep going. If they don't like them, then it's back to the drawing board. About all I have to say.
Thank you. And, I'll just add on to that is that we definitely enjoy you. As Buck said, him and I have known each other for decades now. Decades with an S. And we definitely had our share of good sessions, bad sessions, in between sessions. So I have to wholeheartedly agree with you. I do not have a visual impairment. However, sometimes I like to just close my eyes and visualize the whole encounter because you're right, your mind can really give you a flair for how that giant is or how that undead is lumbering towards you. So
Well,
I
even
definitely get it.
with the last Pathfinder session we had with the dragon, the way our DM described it, like it kind of landed in the snow and like the snow kind of erupted around him. Like I still have that image in my head. I just thought that was just a cool image, and at the time it was like, oh man, we're not gonna make this one. We pulled it off, and it was one of the more fun fights I think we've had since we started gaming again.
That one and the I think the Damien one was on the same that same battle as well. They
The
both
team.
were they both were really good fights.
Yep.
Yep, I completely agree. So once again, I thank you, Buck. I definitely appreciate you taking time out to do this podcast, and I thank you for actually taking the time to listen to whoever you are who's listening. I hope you're getting as much out of this as we're having fun doing this. And until the next time, take care and be safe.
Take care, everyone.